Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9 coming to you from our beautiful Channel 9 studios in the Redmond campuses. I have a couple of guests here today. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Awesome. Thank you. My name is Anand Subbaraj. I'm a principal program manager in Azure Data Factory.
Okay.
Azure Data Factory is a service as part of the Cortana Intelligent Suite of Services, and it enables organizations to perform cloud data integration at scale.
Okay, and you, sir?
And my name is Gaurav Malhotra, and I'm a senior program manager in the Azure Data Factory team as well. And we allow customers to come and build data integration solutions using Data Factory at scale in the cloud.
That's awesome. So I understand that there's a conference coming up called the Microsoft Machine Learning and Data Science Summit. I looked over here because it's really long and I want to get it right. It's coming up soon. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what this conference is all about?
So essentially, this conference is where we are getting a bunch of folks and we are trying to present what are the different patterns and practices that we are enabling in data integration. We are providing a bunch of machine learning solutions at this conference. We are also enabling people to understand the big data technologies that we support and the solutions that they can come and build on top of the Azure platform that we support today.
And for you, what is your take on this conference? What is your most exciting thing about it?
The most exciting thing about this is for us to meet customers.
Of course.
So there are going to be a bunch of customers, several hundred customers who come in, who learn about what we are providing in the big data, machine learning, advanced analytics space. Mm-hmm. And it's just having an open conversation with these customers, provide our thoughts about what are the industry patterns and practices around machine learning, around big data, around advanced analytics, and just get a chance to meet and talk to customers.
I understand you're also giving a talk. Can you tell us the title of your talk? Are you doing each doing a talk? Are you doing a talk together?
We're doing a talk together.
Okay.
And it's patterns and practices using data integration at scale. That's the talk that we are doing. And in this particular talk, we plan to present data integration solutions, best practices, and Anand will talk more about that in detail. So why don't you go?
Yeah, so we don't want to give too much away, right? Because we want people to go. But my understanding is I did a little machine learning in school. I was always most excited about sort of the models and how cool it is to do that. But it turns out there's a lot of janitor work to do with data.
Absolutely.
So is that what you're talking
yes.
about?
So there is the school stuff around machine learning,
sure.
being able to create your experiments and model. But not so fancy stuff is about getting the data, doing the underlying plumbing work.
It's, janitorial work, people.
It's super important.
Data science should be
exactly.
a dirty job because some of the data we have to look at is data science. It's crazy, right?
Absolutely. Yes. So in this talk, we are going to provide an overview of what capabilities we provide as part of the Cortana Intelligent Suite
okay.
to perform data integration at scale. We have the service called Azure Data Factory,
mm-hmm.
and we are going to talk a little bit about Azure Data Factory and some of the work that we have done to enable users get their data into Azure. How simple it is for customers to get data easily into Azure, move data within Azure, perform their transformations, make the data available for insights and so forth. So data integration in general has gone through a huge fundamental shift in the last few years.
Sure.
It has moved from the standard extract, transform, load pattern into several new ways in which customers can perform data integration in cloud.
And just because of ETL processes were run on-prem, and
exactly.
now everything's in the cloud.
Exactly. Now, earlier it used to be like, okay, few sources, you connect to those sources, you get that data into a form that meets your enterprise data warehouse schema, and your data is available for insights and analytics. Now with big data and with IoT, the volume, velocity, variety of data has changed. Now it's only not only about structured data, it's semi-structured, unstructured, and all kinds of data. And so we are providing a platform that enables organizations and customers to accomplish all these different patterns with data integration. And that's what we want to showcase, like what are the common mistakes that customers do, how they can help, how we can help customers, how they can leverage our platform to build the best-in-class data integration pipelines, if you will.
So I loaded up from the Cortana Intelligence Gallery. There's a template that does sort of this aerospace thing, and then there's this really big picture of where everything is. That the data factory, or how would I know that I'm looking at the data factory inside of Azure? Maybe you can take this.
Yeah. One. So essentially, what that would load is the entire pieces in Cortana Intelligence
sure.
space, and data factory is one of the portions of that solution template. And using Data Factory, you'll be able to see how you are ingesting data from your different sources, whether it is on-premise, cloud, whether it is a Microsoft source or a non-Microsoft source, and then what type of transformations you're running. So if you're running a Hive query on your Hadoop platform, if you're running a USQL query on your Azure Data Lake Analytics account, then you'll be able to see those transformations along with the ingest portion on a single pane of glass. So that's one thing that I also want to talk about, that we are going to show how you can monitor and manage these big data solutions from a single pane of glass, how you can raise alerts on top of it so that your DevOps guy can easily manage their big data pipelines and don't have to continuously monitor it just like a hummingbird. So that portion of that template, once you load up from the Cortana Intelligence Gallery, is through Data Factory.
So Data Factory is sort of a piece in sort of your solution that you're going to have. And you mentioned the three Vs, right? It was volume, velocity, and variety. You're saying that those three things can be handled inside of Data Factory, or do you need other pieces in a solution?
Yeah. So think of Data Factory as your data integration service,
okay,
right? There are three core values that it provides to customers. One is that it enables organizations to connect to various different data sources.
Sure.
And these sources could be data that is sitting at rest in your, say, on-premises file share, on-premises DBs. It could be data that's coming in from social sentiments like your Twitter data or your
sure.
Facebook data. It enables you to connect to Salesforce to get your customer data, or it also enables you to connect to all other Azure stores.
Right.
So this is one key value that we are providing. We have a globally deployed data movement service. You connect to that, connect to the region that's closer to you, get that data in. The second core thing that it provides is leveraging the compute capabilities that we have in Azure, be it machine learning, be it HD Insight, be it Azure Data Lake Analytics, Data Lake Stores. So it enables you to orchestrate your data transformation leveraging one of these compute environments.
Right.
And then once you have ingested the data, you have transformed the data, now you want to push this data into respective stores so that you
sure.
can make it available for your insights. It enables you to do that as well. And not just that, it enables you to view all of these as a pipeline from a single pane of glass. So you can manage, monitor, view all of these from a single pane of glass, and enables you to perform, your operationalization, and enables you to manage all of these in the most efficient manner.
And that's interesting, because when we're looking at any data science type of thing or any data type application, you're going to have multiple ingest points.
Yes.
And you might alternately have multiple output points, one
yes.
for Power BI, one to feed your machine learning stuff, one to
yep.
feed something else, or one to, you know, just to run a different device.
Yeah.
And so you're saying that Data Factory is sort of the middle glue of that. Yes,
absolutely. It's the glue which glues all these data services and compute services together. And you brought up a great point, like say now organizations are trying to build this intelligent applications. And when you build intelligent applications, say a predictive application
sure.
or a customer churn application, one of the things that you want to continuously do is make this machine learning model or experiment more intelligent over time.
Sure.
And for you to do that, you may have to train that on a continuous fashion.
That's right.
So how do you do that?
Yeah.
That itself involves data integration.
Mm-hmm.
You need to pull in data. You need to train the model on a cadence, like say weekly, nightly, monthly, at some cadence.
Right.
And you need a service that enables you to do that.
You don't have to go in there and push the button
exactly.
every
yes.
month, you know, every
yes.
Saturday at midnight when no
exactly.
one's hitting your system.
Exactly.
Make sure you hit, and so that's interesting.
Exactly.
So I feel like we've talked about it a lot. Why don't we look at some of what this work is without giving too much away of your session so that people will want to get more of that.
Sure.
So we're going to your computer now. Let's take a look.
Yeah, so on what I have on my screen is the Azure portal that's live, and Data Factory, the data integration service that we've been talking about, is right under, if you go to New, Data Analytics, and Data Factory is right here.
There you go.
And so essentially, in the interest of time, I have already created a Data Factory here. If I go close this, I already have a Data Factory that I've created and pinned on my dashboard.
Okay.
So one of the things that we want to talk about is how, like Anand mentioned, that we have three main value props. So the first value prop is how you can copy the data from different sources into Azure. So what we have is a copy wizard that is already in preview over here. So this tool is just a single tool. It's a wizard essentially using which you can specify a bunch of properties like name, description, how often you want your copy operation to run, how much duration, like what you want to run it from today till eternity of time, mm-hmm. or how long you want to run that. So you provide that information, and then these are the bunch of different data stores that Anand was talking about we support, whether they are on-prem, in cloud, Microsoft, non-Microsoft. As you can see, we have Salesforce, DB2, Sybase, we have Amazon S3, we are supporting on-premise HDFS, file. So structured, semi-structured data sources that we support today.
So out of curiosity, I've heard the term hot path and cold path. Would this be the cold path?
This is the cold path.
Okay.
Yes. So yeah, this is one of the things that we plan to cover in the session. There is hot path analytics, cold path analytics, and there's something called as Lambda architecture pattern.
Sure.
So we are going to talk about all of these in the session.
Awesome.
Yes.
And drill down into those and show example and customer case studies on how they are leveraging these patterns.
Fantastic. All right, let's keep going. Sorry to interrupt you, bud.
So using this, you can essentially select your source and destination and say that I want to move the data from this particular blob storage account. So it's just selecting a bunch of properties. So what we are doing is we're intelligent over here. We pull up all your Azure subscriptions and the storage accounts associated with that. You can select your file over here. And then essentially, let me go and select a file. So it's just loading up that connected card.
Because you're moving it into Blob Storage, is that
yes.
what it was? Of course.
So I'm moving from Blob Store to a SQL data warehouse.
Okay, got it.
So essentially, I'm just going over here in the folder structure in my Blob Storage account. So I'm just navigating to one of the folders in my Blob Store. So I'm going to select this and then go over here. And you can see over here that it brings up the schema of that particular file that I selected from my blob storage account and the preview.
Nice.
So I can look at the top 10 lines in my blob storage. You can specify a bunch of properties if you wanted to, whether your data is comma separated, you want to skip line count, all those properties if you wanted to. So I'll just say next. And these are the stores where you can move the data. So here I have selected an Azure SQL data warehouse account, and these are just a bunch of properties for that Azure SQL data warehouse account. I say next. Again, you can do some mapping between source and destination if you wanted to. I'm just going to select, let's say I want to move to this particular table over here. Next, it brings up the column to column mapping. If you want to change it, you can change over here. Go next. This is essentially the Polybase. If you're familiar with Azure SQL Data Warehouse, it supports Polybase, which is the fastest way to move data to mm-hmm. Azure SQL DW. If you want to use Polybase, we have automatically selected it. And there are a bunch of other properties, and we'll go more into detail during the session.
Absolutely.
And then at this screen, this is showing just a combination of all the things that we have selected in this wizard. And if you think they're all right, you can just press finish, and this will start deploying the pipeline, and the pipeline will start running, and your data movement will start kick off.
This is interesting because I remember back in the day when I was writing some software with SQL Server, I would do something, I don't remember what they were called. They were called like, I don't know, SSDT or some kind of package where I would do exactly this, but this is sort of the cloud infrastructure for the same type of thing, but the data is much larger, much more varied, and comes a lot faster, right?
Absolutely. So yeah, this is like a modern way of doing this. Like we have a web-based experience. Again, data is the raw material for analytics.
Sure.
And our goal is to make it super simple for mm-hmm. a customer to bring data into Azure, move data within Azure. And here you saw like within like say 3 minutes, he was able to create a pipeline that moves data from Azure Blob Storage
Absolutely.
Into SQL DW. And you can use the same pattern, same workflow, same experience to move data, be it in cloud on-premises or any other stores.
So one of the key things that we will focus during our talk would be the tooling experiences that we are enabling for our customers
sure.
to make it super easy to build these pipelines, to monitor and manage these pipelines. So you saw one of the experiences using which you can copy the data from a bunch of sources into Azure, be it cloud, be it on-prem. Another tooling experience is that we're going to show during the conference is how you can build these pipelines in a code-free manner. So how you can just simply drag and drop these activities and say, this is my Hive activity. You can come provide your names, how often you want this activity to run, select your HT Insight cluster. So in this particular case, we do support on-demand and bring your own HT Insight cluster.
Nice.
So on-demand means you don't want to maintain your HT Insight cluster. You just come and say, I want a two-node cluster. We will create the cluster, run your job, and tear down the cluster. But at the same time, if you're an advanced user and you want to have more control over your workloads and you want to register your own cluster, you can go and bring your own cluster and register that name as well.
This is nice because, if you are, we're going to turn it off for you. You're not going to be having this thing and you get some weird bill. We're turning it
off. Okay. So you could build all of this. You could provide your Hive script and say apply, and you could just connect on the canvas in a code-free manner if you wanted to, and build your pipelines and simply deploy it. So we will showcase an end-to-end demo during our session on how you can do this in less than 15 minutes for a major scenario.
And this is nice because the thing we saw before was kind of like one of these little, you can actually chain these with this little thing, which is really nice.
Exactly. Yes.
And the final thing that we plan to show during the session is how you can monitor and manage these workflows. So you can see over here is that there is a pipeline that's already running and how customers can essentially go. So this is a very dense view. They can hover and look at how this has been running, a particular pipeline has been running.
This is awesome.
They can click over it and say, okay, this activity completed successfully. So they can look at all their logs and everything over here and go from there. So essentially, this is something that we plan to show during the conference and make it super simple for our users to learn from current customers who are already using these patterns and practices, as well as enable them that how they can leverage these resources to get started as soon as possible.
Well, I love it. I feel like we've given enough away to not to give too much away, but it seems like you're going to talk about the glue of getting your data into these sort of high availability workloads that handle large scale of data to do pretty much whatever you want.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we have done, one of the good things about our job in Microsoft, about our role, is that we get to work with lots of customers.
Sure.
So we have worked with them defining these data integration patterns, understanding their use cases. So we are going to talk a lot about our experience with customers, experience handling data at scale, performing operationalization at scale, and just giving out best practices and patterns. Because we have seen that in a lot of these cases, there are some ways of impacting or improving the performance.
Sure.
So here we are going to talk about those best practices and patterns on how to build them very efficiently and effectively.
Well, I love it. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. It's just a brief overview of Data Factory in preparation for the Machine Learning and Data Science Summit, which is going to happen later this month in Atlanta. Hopefully you can be there. If not, I'm sure we'll hopefully have a recording of your talk so we can put it up. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for watching. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. We'll see you next time. Take care.